Why is the shopping cart always in the top right of the screen?
How do companies predict my purchases?
Why do prices end in 9?
Why do fast food companies use red and yellow in their logos?
Why do restaurants always have one expensive menu item?
Researchers, marketers, and very curious people seek the answers for how we make decisions and how we choose products. ClickSuasion finds the secrets that companies use and shares them with you.
Why do I feel better when I bought the last remaining airline ticket?
How do I make choices based on colors and fonts?
From ClickSuasion Labs, this is Crystal Sutterlin. The topic, LGBT themes in advertising. While LGBT themes have increasingly been portrayed in advertising, little research investigates the influence of such themes on consumer attitudes. This research examines how a consumer's political ideology affects their attitudes towards an advertised product. The findings demonstrate when politically conservative consumers view advertisements that include LGBT imagery and male models versus female models, they report more negative attitudes toward the advertised product. However, such polarization does not occur among liberal consumers. This research also sheds light on the underlying process driving these findings. Specifically, conservatives experienced higher levels of disgust after evaluating an LGBT-themed advertisement that included what appeared to be gay male versus female models, leading to more negative attitudes towards the advertisement and the product. These findings provide theoretical and managerial implications by identifying the factor, political ideology, that might influence the acceptance of LGBT themes in advertising, and establishing the mechanisms driving the predicted effects. The difference between male and female is a common reoccurring theme that transcends both plant and animal kingdoms. In the human species, such differences are magnified because not only does human gender involve the standard male-female dyad, it has the potential to influence an individual's self-identity. Consider the typical human as an example. In such a case, gender and masculinity-femininity are not only defined as manhood-womanhood, but serve as the primary building blocks of sexuality. As such, sexuality is seen as a powerful expression of masculinity or femininity, and this can manifest itself in the form of acceptance, non-acceptance, of imagery that doesn't conform to an individual's self-perception. That is why straight-looking gay men are used to portray gay males to heterosexual audiences. Such an assimilationist appeal is designed to include everyone, albeit within the confines of mainstream heteronormative ideas. The role of political ideology. In addition to gender, political ideology has been identified as an important factor that may affect attitudes towards advertising. In fact, evidence suggests individuals of either conservative or liberal political ideology will respond depending on how the viewed advertisement aligns with their values or moral foundations. As a result, those who conform to a conservative political ideology have been shown to have negative attitudes towards homosexuality. Thus, when evaluating an advertisement containing LGBT imagery, conservatives may be more strongly motivated to adhere to social norms than liberals, be less pro-social or accepting of homosexuality, and have a distinct moral foundation. The following 4 hypotheses are proposed. Hypothesis number 1. For politically conservative consumers, the presence of, supposedly, gay male versus female models in an advertisement will have a negative influence on attitude towards the advertised product. Hypothesis 2A. For politically conservative versus liberal consumers, the presence of gay male versus female models will cause higher levels of disgust. Hypothesis 2B. For politically conservative versus liberal consumers, the presence of gay male versus female models will have a negative influence on attitudes toward the ad. Hypothesis 2C. For politically conservative versus liberal consumers, the negative influence of gay male versus female models on attitude towards the product will be mediated by disgust and attitude toward the ad in a serial mediation. Let's define disgust. Disgust, the influence of emotions. Disgust towards social groups may occur when the group is believed to either be dangerous or have values differing from those of the in-group. When viewing LGBT imagery in advertisements, disgust has been found to be the most prevalent emotion experienced for those who have a negative attitude to homosexuality. Thus, for politically conservative consumers, their prevailing negative attitude toward homosexuality is likely to affect their attitude toward any ad featuring what appears to be gay models, particularly when those models are male as opposed to female. The study employed a 2x2x2 between subjects design. Gender, male-female, race, same, mixed, level of sexuality, implicit, hyper. While the influence of gender was the focus of the study, race and level of sexuality were included to test the effects of gender in the presence of other factors, thereby adding to the robustness of the findings. For the 8 conditions, separate advertisements were created for a fictitious product and brand, luxury watches, by manipulating the images of the models. The tagline, "Love is Love," was included adjacent to the product and brand name, as it is synonymous with the LGBT movement. 546 participants were recruited from an online panel in the United States. A moderated regression analysis was used running existing scales for attitude toward product, political ideology, and attitude toward the advertisement. Additional variables, respondent gender, sexual preference, age, education, religion, and nationality were recorded as controls. As predicted, a significant effect was observed between the gender of models and attitude toward the product. Consistent with hypothesis H1, spotlight analysis revealed conservatives reported more negative attitudes toward the product when the ad included male versus female models. By contrast, politically liberal consumers reported similar attitudes toward the product, irrespective of the gender of the models in the advertisement. Similar analyses were conducted to test hypotheses 2A and 2B. Results provide support for the hypothesis such that conservative viewers showed higher levels of disgust when viewing advertisements that included male versus female models. Likewise, results provide support for the hypothesis 2B, whereby conservative viewers reported a more negative attitude towards the advertisements featuring male versus female models. No significant effects were shown for politically liberal viewers. To test for the mediation effects hypothesis 2C, a moderated serial mediation analysis was conducted using process model 85, where separate bias-corrected bootstrap models were created. With 5,000 bootstrap samples taken from existing data, results show a significant indirect effect for politically conservative viewers, and these results provide support for hypothesis 2C. This research set out to investigate how LGBT imagery and political ideology influence consumer attitudes. According to existing literature, the findings provide what appears to be the first evidence of individuals' conservative political ideology will have a negative influence on their response to LGBT imagery involving male models. In addition, this study identifies disgust as the causal mechanism that results in negative consumer attitudes towards the advertisement and negative attitudes towards the product in a serial mediation model moderated by an individual's political ideology. The findings also demonstrate, contrary to existing literature, even implicit LGBT imagery that does not include hypersexualized models will generate a level of disgust in conservative viewers. Managerially, this research provides important implications for marketers, more specifically in the context of LGBT-themed print advertising. In particular, while consumers are more than ever familiar with the LGBT movement and its imagery in advertising, marketers must be cautious using such imagery among politically conservative consumers. Overall, this research draws attention to the importance of LGBT themes in advertising and the effects these can have on consumers' product attitudes. The researchers for this study included Gavin Northey of the University of Auckland, New Zealand, Rebecca Dolan of the University of Adelaide, Australia, Felix Septianto of the University of Auckland, New Zealand, Patrick Van Esch of Central Queensland University, Australia, Michael Barbera of ClickSuasion Labs, United States. The full study can be viewed at clicksuasion.com/sexcells. That's clicksuasion.com/sexcells. For behavioral science news, this is Crystal Sutterlin, ClickSuasion Labs, Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Thanks for listening to ClickSuasion. Subscribe to the podcast, read our research, and get in touch with us at clicksuasion.com. You can also find us on Twitter with the handle @ClickSuasion.